Have you guys visited makecrate.club/SR yet? I've been talking about them on the show for the past couple of weeks, and we just received our first Make Crate kit, and we are super excited about it. Make Crate is a fun, hands-on electronics kit paired with an online platform to teach your middle or high schooler the coding fundamentals and engineering skills they need for the future. There's no technical expertise required. Order your Make Crate today at makecrate.club/SR. Again, go to makecrate.club/SR to learn more and be sure to thank them for providing the transcript for this week's podcast. Hey everyone, welcome back to the podcast. I am so excited to have you with me today. And I am very excited about the guest that I have on today. I have actually been looking forward to this interview for quite some time. And I think you are going to be so very, very blessed. This is one that if your kids are around, you will want to bring them into the room because they are going to be greatly encouraged by this interview by my guest that I have on today. Her name is Hannah Leary, and she is a 2015 homeschool graduate and serves as the co-host of the National Bible Bee competition. As the winner of the inaugural National Bible Bee game show and a competitor in the National Bible Bee competition for 6 years, through it, she's been encouraged to study scripture on her own and has memorized 12 books of the Bible. We're going to be talking about that today. So Hannah, welcome to the podcast.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm excited to be here.
Yeah, I am so excited to have you on. As I said, I've been really looking forward to this one. I heard you quite some time ago. I don't even know how long ago it was. It was several months ago. You did an interview with Dr. James Dobson. Mm-hmm. And you were talking about the National Bible Bee, and I actually looked you up because I was like, who is this girl? And you have such an amazing testimony, and you are one of those girls. I've met you personally briefly, but just reading through your bio and just doing some research on you, you're one of those girls that I look at and I just think, oh, if my girls could strive to learn to love God's word the way that you love God's word, mm-hmm. that is our whole purpose in homeschooling them. And so I would love for you to tell your story. I know you have a pretty neat personal testimony just about how God has used your time in his word during your middle school years and high school years specifically to mm-hmm. prepare you and equip you for your adult life. So tell us your testimony. Tell us about what you've done.
Yes. Well, I'm so excited. Thank you for your kind words. Praise the Lord for what he's done. And I guess just to start off, I've grown up in a Christian home my whole life. My dad's a pastor, homeschooled all the way through. And so the Bible, the gospel was nothing new to me growing up. And I'm very thankful to have known the gospel and the word of the Lord at such a young age and to come to know mm-hmm. him personally as my savior at the young age of 4. Mm. And you know, oftentimes people are like, oh, you know, when you're saved at a young age, you don't have this exciting testimony. But I'm very thankful that and I'm very excited that the Lord gave me the opportunity to know him while I was young. And that he even spared me from a life of, mm-hmm. you know, hardship and figuring it out later and just giving me that amazing privilege to know him in the days of my youth. And so that started at the age of 4 personally for me. And really, as I was getting into my middle school and high school years, specifically around the age of 11 and 12 is when I really started to understand that I needed to make my relationship with the Lord something that affected all of my life and to surrender the entirety of my life to him. And it was around that time when I heard of the National Bible Bee, and we just saw an ad in a paper, and I've done spelling bees and geography bees in the past, and I saw this and I was like, oh, Mom and Dad, I would love to, you know, if could we do this? Is this something you think our family could do? And so we signed up, and we didn't know anything about it or what we were getting ourselves into, but we jumped in. I had just turned 12, and that summer we received, you know, all these verses to memorize and these books to study. And that was the first year the National Bible was even in existence. Oh, okay. So it's changed a lot since then.
Yeah.
But that first year for me, as a 12-year-old young person, I memorized probably 1,800 verses.
Wow.
In preparation for the competition. And it was just amazing to me to realize, and I'm a competitive person, so I maybe didn't have all the right motives at the time. But it was really amazing to me to see through that study how much, how exciting God's word could be, and how immersing myself into it for such long periods of time, the benefits that could reap. And so once the competition finished that fall, I was looking at some of what I had studied and realized, I had a little bit of Ephesians 1 memorized and a bit of Ephesians 2 and some of Ephesians 4, etc. I was like, I might as well memorize the whole book.
You might as well.
Yeah, exactly. So I went ahead and in the off seasons of Bible Bee, went ahead and memorized books of the Bible on my own. And it became a passion of mine. Mm. And the competition and the program of the National Bible Bee as it developed, it was just a really fun, motivating way to get into the Word of God and to develop friendships around it and to study alongside my family and my siblings. And so it was something that was definitely a huge part of my life for most of my middle school and high school years. And throughout the competition, my junior year of high school, I was competing and I advanced to the semifinal round of the national competition. And at that time, I was really very motivated about the competition and really wanted to do well. Didn't make it past there. And it was kind of like, I don't know if I should do this anymore. I'm almost a senior. There's a lot of other things starting to vie for my time. And during that off season, I started studying the book of Ecclesiastes and digging into that book. And it really struggling, you know, as a junior in high school with, what is my purpose in life? Mm-hmm. What am I here for? What's this all about? Is the word of God, is studying his word worth it? What am I doing with my life? And Ecclesiastes just has such an interesting answer to that is, Solomon goes through and says that everything is vanity and knowledge and wisdom are vanity and riches and wealth and work and all those things are all vanity. And so as I'm studying this, I'm realizing, what am I supposed to do? How is this supposed to affect me in my life? And that summer I started working and I was getting close to graduating high school and trying to think, what should I go into when I'm done? And just a lot of different questions in my mind. And I was kind of getting distracted from the possibility of doing Bible Bee. And when that season rolled around again, I was like, I don't know if this is something I want to do, especially my senior year. And my dad's like, Hannah, you should do it. You should do it one more time. And so I decided to sign up. And that year, one of the passages we had to memorize was Ecclesiastes 12.
Wow.
And long story short, I ended up in the final round of the National Bible Bee game show. And I knew it was my last time going to be competing. And that fall, I really had been struggling a lot with, like I said, my purpose and what I was here for and what the purpose of studying God's word was. Like, was it worth it to spend so much time in God's word, to know so much of God's word, if I'm not going to win a competition or, all these different things? And my heart was really struggling. And I was just asking God, please show me what's the purpose in all this? Why do I need to know your word? And what do you have for me next? Mm-hmm. And it was in the final round of the game show that year. And I knew it was my last passage I was going to be reciting. And they asked me to recite Ecclesiastes 12, 1 through 14. And even though I had studied it in the past, and of course I had memorized it for the competition, as I started to recite it there, in that round, the words, just the full impact of them hit me, and the Lord spoke to me through them. And it starts off by saying, remember your creator in the days of your youth, before the difficult days come and the years draw near when you say, I have no pleasure in them. And then it goes on to describe some of the hardships that you're going to face in life and how eventually we're all just going to die. And, a lot of this life is vanity. But then it concludes by saying, this is the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear God and keep his commandments, for this is man's all. For God will bring every work into judgment, including every secret thing, whether good or evil. And as I was reciting those words, the conclusion of my Bible Bee competition, just realizing that that was what it was all about. I was supposed to remember my Creator in the days of my youth so that I could fear Him and keep His commandments. And besides that, that is a very simple answer to a lot of our complicated answers. And the weight of those words just hit me, and I was in tears, just thanking the Lord for the opportunity He had given me, even though I didn't always appreciate it in the moments of those 6 years studying God's word. But the grace He had given me and the opportunity He had given me to lay such a foundation in His word throughout those 6 years, I was just incredibly overwhelmed with thankfulness. And I still don't know all the answers. I still am asking what's next and all those different questions that any young person may struggle with. But even though I don't know my future, I know the One who holds it. And so I'm just so thankful that I have that foundation. And even though I'm not perfect, I feel confident in looking ahead because I know the truth and the Creator, the one who created this life and has my purpose and planned out and planned for my life.
Wow. That is seriously the most amazing testimony I think I've ever heard. Mm-hmm. That is so incredible. I love what God has done with you. And I love your just transparency in that, you know, even in the beginning, maybe you didn't feel like you were in it for all the right reasons. You know, even if you didn't win, it was okay. You know, it's one thing. My husband, I have an amazing godly husband who leads our family and family devotions every day. Mm-hmm. And then I have a 13-year-old and an 8-year-old, and they're both girls. And so both of them, we really are working to help them to understand that they need to own their faith and their relationship mm-hmm. with the Lord. It doesn't matter what we tell them. It doesn't matter what we believe. It matters what they believe, because when they come face to face with Christ, He's not going to ask them, what did your mom and dad believe about me? And what did your mom and dad do to serve me? Mm-hmm. He's going to say, what did you believe about me? And how did you serve me? And mm-hmm. And so we really are working, especially with our 13-year-old. And it's so funny. I think I've told this story on the podcast before, but when she turned 13, she really wanted to start wearing a little bit of makeup. And we felt very convicted, not about her wearing makeup. I mean, you know, obviously, you know, just a small amount, like mascara. But we felt like she needed to become beautiful inside before she became beautiful outside. Mm-hmm. And the way to do that was to be immersed in God's word every day. Mm-hmm. And so my husband said, I'll make you a deal. He said, you read your whole Bible cover to cover and you can start wearing makeup. And we let her wear it, you know, on occasion, if there's, you know, something special coming up or something like that, we'll let her wear a little bit. But before she puts, you know, one bit of makeup on, she has to spend time in God's word that mm-hmm. day. And that's our deal with her. You spend time with the Lord first, become beautiful inside, and then you can become beautiful outside. And so even though there are times, I'm certain, where she's not doing it so much to learn about God's word, she's mm-hmm. doing it because she wants to wear makeup. That's okay, because God's word does not return void. And mm-hmm. we know that her being in God's word is going to transform her life more than anything else will, more than my husband reading the scriptures with us, more than her, you know, hearing about it in church or at youth group or anywhere like that. Her being in it personally is going to be what is going to impact her life the most. And so I love, love, love your story. Let's take a quick break, and then I want to come back and I want to talk a little bit more about the National Bible Bee, and I want you to kind of walk us through this and what that looks like for you. So we'll take a quick break and we'll be right back.
Homeschooling moms, do you ever feel burned out, wondering how all those other moms seem to get it all done? Caring for family, helping at church, running a business, oh yeah, and homeschooling their kids? Well, I want you to quit homeschooling. Yes, I'm serious. I'm Danielle Papagiorgio, and I'm inviting you to attend the free Life Schooling Conference so you can learn to merge life with homeschooling. You see, homeschooling never used to look this way. The homeschool pioneers understood that real life and academics didn't have to be segregated or mutually exclusive. They knew how to incorporate learning into everyday life, teaching with a focus on their children's unique giftings, so they could be free to learn and grow into the unique individuals God created them to be. And I've invited some of those homeschool pioneers, as well as wise moms and dads who are currently homeschooling, to share some of this life schooling wisdom with you. Online, July 11th through 13th, there will be freebies, contests, and more. To learn more and to sign up, visit www.lifeschoolingconference.com. I hope you'll join us and learn to merge real life with homeschooling.
It's so exciting to hear your story about being involved in the Bible, being about what the Lord has done through that. And I want to talk definitely more about that. And actually, in a little bit, I want to talk with you about how you have dug into God's Word. But first, for those who are not familiar with the National Bible Week, can you kind of walk us through that? What did that look like for you? How do you get involved? What does that whole process look like?
Yes, definitely. So the National Bible Bee, its mission is to get kids into the Word of God, to know God's Word, and then to be able to make Him known. And so it starts out with an 8-week summer study. It's a little different than the first year I did it, how it's developed now. But it starts with an 8-week summer study, and it's designed for families to be able to do together. The ages are for ages 7 through 18. There's also a beginner level for ages 5 and 6. But it takes them through a specific passage or book of the Bible. So last year's study was in the book of James. And 8 weeks, you're diving in, you're getting an inductive study, teaching you kind of how to study the book, giving them context, allowing them to answer questions on their own and to really think through what it means, how to get into God's Word, and to giving them those tools. And then there's also 2 memory passages every day every week. So 14 passages throughout the entire summer that they're memorizing along with the study, that kind of correlates with the study. And so the great thing about the summer study program is that families can do it together, mm-hmm. because there's 3 different divisions or age levels of the Discovery Journal, but they're all studying the exact same book at an age appropriate level. And so I know personally in our family, we still use it during the summers for our family devotions. And it's something that we all can do together and read through the book and compare notes about what we're learning and memorizing the same passages together. And if you're located near a host group, there's also host groups, hosted by churches or homeschool groups, or, and you know, just a family who's like, hey, I want to do this with other families in my community. Sure. And so there's that opportunity for those who are interested in doing it in a group study. And then at the end of the summer, for those who are interested, there's a Proclaim Day where students can come and celebrate what they've learned, share some verses that they've memorized with an audience. And that's kind of the start of the competition aspect. And they can go on to take an online test, which qualifies them for the national competition, where the top 360 across the country come at a national event. This year it's going to be in Covington, Kentucky, in November. And so that's when the competition kind of kicks into gear a little higher. There's quite a bit more memory passages given and another book to study on their own without the guide and Discovery Journal aspect. But and then at the end of the competition there's over $100,000 awarded in prize money.
Wow. So you basically don't get the information until summertime. For the November competition. So you can't spend a whole year studying for it. You have a fairly short amount of time. So like you said, you really have to be dedicated to doing this through the summertime.
Exactly.
What better way to spend your summer, though?
And it works so well, because, of course, throughout the summer, there's a little bit less structure when it comes to school.
Sure.
And so having that structure of a Bible study and memorization program, just a fun and engaging way to keep kids in some sort of structure and in one of the best curriculum possible, the Word of God.
Yeah.
So it's a wonderful way to spend your summer.
So cool. So there are 10 kids in your family, right? Mm-hmm. And where are you in that lineup?
I'm number 1.
Oh, you're the oldest.
Yes.
Wow. That's awesome. So what a great precedent you're setting for your younger siblings. That's so cool. So there's 10 of you. And you all study this together. How have other of your siblings participated in the Bible Bee as well?
Mm-hmm. Yes. All of my siblings who are within the age of being able to join the actual study, 5 through 18, are always involved in the summer study.
Okay.
And then I've also had 3 of my sisters qualify for the national competition as well. So I love being able, of course, I'm not competing anymore, but I love being able to come alongside them and yeah. help them study and encourage them. And we've had opportunities to be able to recite God's word together in church settings and ministry settings. And that's probably the biggest blessing to me, is just the opportunity to take what we've been given, mm-hmm. what God has entrusted to us and blessed us with, and be able to bless and inspire others with it. It's one of my greatest joys.
That is so incredible. I have a friend, I don't know if I've told this story, but I have a friend who I grew up with, and she really had a hard time after high school. Her mom was very insistent on her learning the word of God and just memorizing scripture. And after high school, she kind of went off the rails for a little bit and just made some poor choices, and got to the point in her life where she felt like she couldn't even open up the word of God. Like, she knew that she was living in sin. She knew she was struggling, but she, because of that, she could not physically open up God's word. And she said, she just prayed one day and she's like, God, you're going to have to help me through this, because I can't even open up the Bible right now. And at that moment, all the scripture that she had memorized started pouring back into her mind. And she's like, I didn't even know that I still knew that scripture. And she had genuinely and literally hidden it in her heart. And it's so cool. And I mean, that was a huge turning point for her. And she loves the Lord now and is serving him. And it's just so neat to see how God used what her mom had required of her when she was younger, that she probably complained and fussed over later in her adult life, to bring her back to the Lord. It's just so important to know scripture. We're a family who's very, very big on scripture memorization.
Yes.
And I think people think that it's too hard. You know, your kids can only learn John 3:16, and, you know, or they just have to learn one little piece of scripture at a time. And it's not that hard. How do you go about memorizing all of that stuff? Because obviously everyone has different learning styles, so not everyone's going to do it the way that you did it. But how have you gone about, and maybe even some of your sisters, have you guys gone about memorizing these things?
Yeah, that's a great question. And honestly, for me personally, it's just the discipline and the consistency of being in it every day. And I will often say, you know, your memory is a muscle. Mm-hmm. And so just like any other muscle in your body, it's going to hurt when you exercise it the first few times, and it's hard to stretch it out. And it's going to be sore, you know, for those first few days or weeks. But then as you get into a consistent habit and pattern, it becomes more natural, and it becomes something easier to do as you go along. And so for me, I didn't have any specific techniques that I used besides just being in it on a consistent basis and reciting it over and over and over again. Having my family involved was absolutely critical and huge. And to your point of just getting your family into the Word of God, that's probably the biggest motivation I had, and support, encouragement that I received, being able to memorize scripture as a family together, whether that was through family devotions, or, you know, especially in the competition aspect of my memorization, my dad would quiz me, or my mom or siblings, but mainly my dad, and he would just listen to me recite. And so having someone there to, you know, to recite back to, having that accountability, was a huge part of memorizing for me as well. And then I think a lot of the same things my sisters have used. My one sister, she really enjoys writing it out.
Okay.
And so that's one thing that she's used. She's a lot more artistic than me. So she loves,
she makes it pretty.
Yes, exactly. So she used that quite a bit. There are other of my siblings who, well, and especially my younger siblings, I think, my youngest brother is almost 2. So there's quite the range of kids. But I think even just having them hearing us older siblings reciting God's word. And so in family devotions, you know, we might have a 5-verse or a 10-verse passage that we're working through as a family. Mm-hmm. And the little ones might not be able to recite the whole, 10 verses.
Sure.
But after hearing those first few verses over and over and over and over and over again, they can recite them just as well. And so I think listening to God's word, and especially for the younger ones, that even without trying, you're getting into their hearts. And they're picking up on it. They're like little sponges.
Yeah. You think about how easily kids can memorize songs or even books. You know, if you read them a book and you read the same book over and over and over again, they can read the book back to you without even reading it. They've just memorized it and they know every word that's on every page. And if you try to skip a page, you get in trouble because they're like, no, wait, you forgot this part. But kids have an incredible ability to memorize. And, you know, we've seen that with our girls. My oldest daughter, Brooklyn, when she was in fourth grade, I think, she did the Awana Bible quiz. And it was really a neat thing. She was so excited about it. And she and her friend placed second. And the way that she ended up memorizing everything was she is not a visual learner. She's an auditory learner. She can hear a song one time and remember it seems like forever. She knows songs. I'm like, how do you even know this song? Because we don't listen to this song. And she's like, oh, I heard it in a restaurant. but what I did was I just recorded all of the things that she needed to memorize for Bible quiz on my phone. And I just read through them. And then she listened to them and she would be playing Legos or with her dolls or drawing or coloring or doing something with her hands. And she would just listen to it over and over and over and over. So she didn't even read it. I mean, she could read it, but she didn't. She didn't enjoy learning it that way. And so she would just continue to memorize it that way. And she did great. I mean, it was a fantastic way for her to learn. Let's talk about your homeschool journey. What was it like for you being homeschooled? You said you're the oldest of 10 kids. What was it like for you? How old are you now?
I'm 21, almost 22.
Okay. Well, happy birthday almost. did you enjoy being homeschooled? Did you feel like it was a good thing for you? Or did you feel like you were missing out somehow on, you know, the amazing things that life has to offer to all kids here? What was yours like?
Honestly, it probably was one of the biggest benefits of my life. And I can't thank my parents enough for the time that they invested into my education through homeschooling and the just taking that to a personal level and that they wanted to do that themselves. And I am so thankful. Just as a general statement, I loved being homeschooled. And looking back, especially in my middle school years, I don't know if I would have survived any other way of schooling, spiritually even, just because being in a more sheltered environment really allowed my faith to flourish. And I know God uses, you know, all environments and all stories, but I'm so thankful that He allowed my story to include that and being homeschooled. And I really, in just speaking to the missing out, you know, the thing that people talk about a lot, especially when it comes to socialization, I felt like that all the time. Well, what are you, you know, how are you being socialized? And I really appreciated growing up, and I was in my dad's a pastor, and so very involved in our local church and community in that way. And very thankful for the opportunity that homeschooling gave me to interact with all generations and people. And I definitely was blessed with some amazing peer friends, but also to be blessed with being friends with people who were 5 years older than me, 10 years older than me, you know, older people in our church who invested time and energy into, you know, informal mentoring and education that they gave me. And then at the same time, being able, as the oldest of 10, I was able to invest into those younger than me as well. And so I've always grown up, you know, surrounded by kids and infants and babies and all those different things. I'm just so thankful for the opportunity to get a rounded view of socialization and to be surrounded by all sorts of people and given all sorts of opportunities to interact and to learn with so many different variety of opportunities.
Yeah, that's so cool. And I love earlier you talked about in your off season from Bible B, you got to just spend time memorizing God's word. And if you think through that, you know, if you had been in traditional school and you had, you know, this very steady flow of homework that you had to do and you were sitting in a classroom all day, you would not have had the time to press into God's word like you did. And so what a blessing that was and what a gift that was for you to be able to spend that time just studying God's word. Because that is absolutely amazing. We are out of time right now for the podcast, but I would love for you to stay on because you actually have some really good practical ways for young kids and teens to be able to get into God's word and learn how to study the word of God and memorize it. And so I definitely want to keep talking to you about that. So if you're cool with staying on, I would love to keep you on.
Definitely.
So cool. And thank you so much for your time today on the podcast. I know that it's going to be a great, great blessing and encouragement to those listening. For those listening to the podcast, thank you guys so much for your time today. Thank you for listening and just spending some time with me, 30 minutes of your day. It means so much to us. If you haven't left a review, please do that. That means so much to us. And it's not just because we want to know that you're encouraged. That's an encouragement to us, but also it helps people to be able to find the podcast. And so we've had lots of people who have found it by just typing in homeschool into iTunes, and it will come up because the more reviews that we have and the higher our reviews are, the more people will be able to find it. So, and they'll get a better idea of what the podcast is about and why you like it. Also, if you have ideas for guests that you'd like to have on the show or topics you would like for us to discuss, feel free to send us an email. It's podcast@schoolhouserocked.com is the email address, and we would love to hear from you and know how we can best serve you. So have a great day, you guys. We will continue this conversation with Hannah for the Backstage Pass members. Have a great day.